Hey everybody, welcome back to Black Town TV's Look Who's Next. Of course, you guys know I am your hostess with the mostest, Miss Simone Jackson, always here to bring you guys another great episode of Look Who's Next podcast. In case you guys know, Look Who's Next is a great podcast where we have engaging conversations with influential guests in the entertainment industry. So I am, of course, excited about talking to our next guest. He is a huge, huge, huge rising star, working with two of the most influential actresses of our time right now, Halle Berry and Lena Waithe. I'm super excited to be speaking with him because he is definitely TV's newest man crush. Let's be honest, he is. So I want to give a big, big, big warm welcome to Mr. Leon B. Martin. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
We're
I'm the
doing
newest man
what?
crush. That's what's going on. I'm the newest man crush now.
Yes, you didn't know that.
Oh man, I mean, I'm honored. I'm flattered. I'm not mad at it at all. Trust me.
Oh yeah, I would thought you would know. Oh yes. Oh yes. I've seen the internet talk. You got the internet all up in their feelings in the best way.
Okay. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
Mr. Lee, like I said, it's a really great pleasure to be speaking with you. Like I said, you, of course, are on the hit series Boomerang, and we're, of course, going to get to all of that here in our interview. But first, of course, I want to start off with the first question. You know, where did this zest, this passion for acting begin?
The passion for acting actually came from displaced passion, to be honest with you, and a little bit of depression based on that. You know how everybody is told when you're young, go to college, and once you go to college, you're supposed to, get a degree and get a job in that field, and that's exactly what I did. I went to college, I got a business degree, and then I started working at a financial institution. First was, selling insurance for a little while, and then once I got the job, was set to begin studying for to become a financial advisor, and it just wasn't for me. It wasn't for me at all. And I kind of got into a little bit of a funk at that point in my life. And long story short, I was having lunch one day, and right next door to where I was having lunch, there was a storefront, and in the window it said casting, and I just went in there and asked the lady what she did. And she told me that she couldn't help me because I didn't have any experience, and she cast people in different TV shows and things of that nature. But she told me to come back on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and that she would give me acting lessons. And so I started going back, and that's where my passion just arose. Like I fell in love with it right away, and I started acting, and I just never looked back from there. It was the one thing that made my heart flutter.
See, yes, and that is passion right there, when it makes your heart flutter, it makes you excited. So that's something you definitely really can't learn from college. That's something you got to learn on your own, is that feeling.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's that feeling of passion and stuff. So yes, I completely get you, Leon. Just to go on a little bit more, just going on to the second question, what type of roles do you gravitate to as an actor?
I like to challenge myself as an actor. I feel like I'm so multifaceted when it comes to the type of people that I can display. I like to challenge myself as far as character's concerned. I don't like to be too much of myself in any role. Bring elements of myself, but also challenge myself as far as the mannerisms of the character. I can do comedy, serious roles, drama, thrillers, and just characters from all walks of life. Characters who may be more corporate, characters who may be more rebellious and liberal, and just all types. I love to act, period.
Oh, absolutely. We can definitely see it. Absolutely. We can definitely see you shining. Leah, besides the obvious, besides, Boomerang, was once a movie that, of course, everyone, is a cult classic for some people. And of course, working, be able to, probably network and work with Halle Berry and Lena Waithe. What else kind of drew you to the role for Boomerang?
Well, it was really a lot of what you named. The fact that I get to work with Halle Berry and Lena Waithe, I mean, that was the first one right off the bat. When come into a project, sometimes you want to see like who's attached and who's onto it, so that you can kind of see where we're going with this as far as quality and things of that nature. And so, you know, when you're dealing with two people such as that, I mean, Lena Waithe, in my opinion, who's a genius as far as, you know, writing and producing just great material and work. And, you know, someone who's on the rise, and Halle Berry, who's iconic, you know, Oscar winner, and someone who, you know, it's going to be quality when you're dealing with Halle. So right off the bat, it was the people that I was working with. And then also, I mean, the role is challenging in the fact that, you know, it speaks for a lot of different people. You know, Ari is the bisexual character in the group. And, you know, I feel like I'm saying something through that role because, you know, you don't really see too many masculine acting bisexual men represented on television. And so I felt it as a badge of honor, to be honest with you, to represent that community in this way, you know, especially for someone such as Lena Waithe, who, you know, stands proudly, you know, for the LGBTQ cause. So I know that, you know, I'm standing for something, and I'm amongst people that are just iconic and do great work. So, I mean, there were so many different elements that just stood out to me and just said, yeah, you got to do this. You got to take this role, because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I honestly, this is a little side question, you know, because I have to know, because being a personal huge fan of Halle Berry, did you pass out when you saw her? Because I would. So personally, I need to know if I'm the only person that would have that reaction, because if not, I'm going to feel really bad. But did you pass out? Because I know I would.
You know what? You know, I felt my knees buckle a little bit, but I held it together. I held it together. You know what I mean? Like they almost went on me, but you know exactly. Yeah, it's funny because when I first met her, you know, she was very personable, very, very cool, and you know, she looks just as fine in person as she does in the picture. Just so you know, how somebody can't fit in any way, shape, or form. She is just beautiful. But meeting her. You know, I was calm and collected, but it wasn't until like later on, like 4 hours later, that I thought, I was like, what just happened? I just met Halle Berry. This is incredible.
Oh my goodness, so I went through the same thing, like, oh.
Yeah, it was a delayed reaction. It was definitely a delayed, you know, like starstruck. I'm glad it didn't happen right in front of her. I was able to play it cool. But, you know, a little later on, I was like, whoa. What in the world has happened? I swear, I was starstruck for a good while just thinking about, like, you know, meeting Halle Berry is one of those moments where you got to, like, reflect on life. Like, oh, my God, wait.
Right. I totally know what you mean. I do. I totally know what you mean. That is right. So, you know, Leanne, you know, besides, of course, the smash hit show and everything, any other future projects that you're involved with that you can just give a tiny, tiny little details about to Blacktown TV?
Well, right now it's Boomerang, Boomerang, and Boomerang. You know, we're still where we have episode 7 actually airing tonight, and 3 more weeks of episodes 8, 9, and 10, and the story's gonna get thick, trust me. You know, as the Bryce and Simone story keeps going forward, we're trying to, you know, this episode is gonna be really, really good as far as, you know, their relationship and my character as far as being professional is concerned. You know, Boomerang is going to get really, really thick going into these next couple of weeks, you know, heading into the finale. And other than that, I'm out here auditioning, you know, ready to jump on that next big wave of work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, I want to make sure the Blacktown TV audience keeps up to date with you and your work. Where can they go to follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram at Leland B. Martin. That's LELAND, B as in boy, MARTIN. You can do that same thing on Twitter, Leland B. Martin. Yeah, those are my handles.
All right, Black Talent TV audience, make sure you follow him. Make sure you follow Boomerang because I'm taking him at his words. It looks like things are getting intense as more and more episodes come up. So, guys, make sure you check that out. So, yeah, absolutely. So, Leland, you know, you have a whole world of talent and actors and directors to work with. Who would you like to work with directing wise?
Ooh. Directing wise, you know, I would have to say that the man of the hour right now, but he's honestly not the man of the hour because he's been around for so, so long. But Spike Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, first of all, I'm the hugest Denzel Washington fan ever. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is Denzel made some of his best work with that man right there. Spike Lee is incredible. And also Ryan Coogler. He's another one. Michael B. Jordan is a part of the reason why Michael B. Jordan is where he is today is because, you know, he has such a dynamic friend as Ryan Coogler, you know, to be working with and you know, Antoine Fuqua. Mm-hmm. Antoine Fuqua, amazing. John Singleton. The list goes on and on. I mean, there's so many different people, but for sure, you know, Spike, he's done some iconic work.
Oh, absolutely. Huge. I have to agree. Huge Spike Lee fan right here. Always have been. So super happy that he won the Oscar, by the way. So cannot wait to see much more he does. You know, Leah, I'm actually really interested in, because we were talking about dynamics, you know, and how, you know, as an actor, you know, you gravitate, you know, to any type of role. What would you say personally for you? What would be your dream role?
Ooh. Yeah, no, you know what? There's a couple different, I would have to say that there would be two, and one edges out the other, so I guess one would be the true dream role. I'll say the second one first because I'm leading to the first one. The second one would be like some type of high drama film that I could, you know, really sink my teeth into the character as far as like, you know, Oscar winning type of performance and really going for it. You know, because every actor kind of wants to make their mark, especially when it comes to something that moves your soul. But the thing that I really honestly want to have fun with, like, I want to jump off a build, like Fast and the Furious 11 and, like, be, like, the main character. I want to, like, jump off buildings and say just cool stuff, you know what I mean? But, like after the guy is burning up in the air, I look at the camera and, like, yeah, I'm here. You know?
Like, I love that. Like that.
Yeah, I want to be that guy, man. Flipping over cars and stuff.
Oh my God. Okay. I would love to see that. That would be an action film. I would love definitely go pay to see. Just for that part alone.
Yep.
That would be great. No, but that is awesome though. But you're right though. You know, every actor definitely wants to make their role, makes their mark with, you know, with their each role they have. So, but yeah, I definitely see that, especially coming for you, because, you know, you're showing so much, you know, diversity and dynamics in your acting. So I definitely see that for you. Oh, of course. Of course. Coming up, you know, to the last question, Leon, just because I asked this for everybody, you know, if you were not such a successful actor, what career path would you have chosen for yourself?
Wow. You know, to be honest with you, it's something that I see myself moving into, you know, as my acting career starts to flourish. But, you know, I've always worked with nonprofits. You know, I'm the type of person where, you know, I want to see people better than where they are. Mm-hmm. You know, for the last, you know, 4 years or so, I worked at a group home and where we, you know, I was a counselor and we saw kids that were in the system, you know, just getting out of juvenile hall, you know, they entered into our program and, you know, started on a fresh track to school and, you know, just became better people. We didn't, every case wasn't a win, but there were a lot of wins that we had, and kids that, you know, ended up getting an education and being able to move on to go to college and vocational training and get jobs and, you know, live on their own. And these were kids who were homeless. These were kids who were just getting out of the system with no education or anything. And I like that type of stuff. Just anything that involves, as I will later on as well, involves speaking, preferably to the youth and nonprofits. So I could see myself moving into the nonprofit lane, teaming up with nonprofits and that nature. But I guess as far as a hypothetical, if I wasn't, I think that's what I would be doing, just, career path wise. But that's still something that I'm still going to do. So, I mean, it's not really hypothetical because it's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
As things flourish and my name gets a little bigger, I definitely plan to use the platform to help a lot of people.
Ah, see, I love that. I think it's really important, especially to, help and impact the youth as best as we can, especially since these are our futures, people who will, be representing us, taking care of us, all of that. So I totally agree, giving them the best education tools that they can, using a platform. Yes, using that platform to help them up, definitely. I love that. Truly, I do. Leanne, it's honestly been a really great pleasure talking to you. You have such a clear direction on not only your future, did your acting career, but just how you just want to get there and how you want to use your platform, to help bring others up. And like I said, I appreciate you and I appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me and giving me the opportunity to, just speak my mind and answer your questions. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Of course, everybody, I just want to encourage everyone one more time to make sure you guys follow Leanne B. Martin on all social media. Make sure you guys check out Boomerang, because like we were discussing, it's going to get intense, things are going to happen, so make sure you guys check that out, and make sure you guys continue to support him as his career continues to flourish. We cannot wait to see what else he has in store next for himself. So, but you heard it here on Black Talent TV, look who's next. So again, Leanne, we definitely appreciate you. We want to thank you one more time.
Thank you so much again for having me. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And of course, you guys know, if you guys would like to advertise with me or interview with me, just make sure you guys hit us up at info@blacktowntv.com. We're always happy to hear from you guys. And of course, I just want to thank our guest one more time, Leanne B. Martin. Make sure you guys follow him up. Make sure you guys check out Boomerang. It's going to get intense. But you guys know, until another great episode of Look Who's Next. Of course, you guys know I'm your hostess with the mostest. Want to thank everybody one more time. Until another great episode. Everyone have a beautiful day. We'll be back soon. Bye.